Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship. We're here to have a wonderful experience tonight. We're going to be going to the Light Ship probably in about a half an hour or so. So if you're brand new to this program, you're going to be taken up out of time to the Light Ship where the divine light beings are. This is creation energy, and they will do healings with you. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Sylvia, are you there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here, and welcome everyone to Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship, and we have some other very wonderful things in store, I'm sure, as the Light Ship comes in and works with us here on this program. And since it's always basically live and happening in the moment, you just never know exactly what is going to be in store, but that it's going to be wonderful. So we love to interact with you during the program, and we'd like to hear your comments, your questions, your requests on the fast chat. Basically, if you don't know how to do that, you just go to the Creation Light Ship page from the BBS Station 1 schedule page and just click on our link there, and it'll bring up a page. You scroll down it. You'll see a beautiful picture of a light being, which will be activated during the program. And you'll see a link there below the light being, or above it actually, that says BBS Fast Chat. Just click on that and type in your questions. It's simple as that. So we're very happy to have you with us. We love to have people typing on the Fast Chat because then we can see who's aboard and what you would like to talk about. So I'll just turn it back over to Ron now to get us started and get everyone going with maybe some entity clearing to start us off with. Ron, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, great.
Well, here we go. We're going to do some entity clearing for everybody. And these are what you call ghosts. These are emotional bodies. Remember, they're a spirit body because they are invisible. We call everything that's invisible spirit normally. And these bodies attach to us, come into us, change our consciousness. So we're going to take them out of you as many as we can here. So we're doing this release right now for you. And they're starting to go away. And we're going to go from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. So just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. This is not Earth-based technology or ET technology. This is divine energy of creation working with you through the light beings. And I'd also like you to bring up the light being on your monitor screen, if you would. It's about an inch or so down on your scroll bar. And we're going to energize this light being. We'll bring in the male energies today. And we have a special event planned here. So for those of you who have, I'll just energize the light being first here. So just kind of watch the light being. And this will be energized with male energies. And that'll come into your room now. You might feel the change of frequencies instantly. And they'll be fully energized around you in your location where you are in about 15 seconds here. And next I'd like you to scroll down to bring in creation energy itself for you. So scroll down maybe about 40% on your scroll bar. You're going to see where it says Station 1 and Station 2. There's three pictures there. The light ship insignia, Jesus, and creation diagram. I'd like you to click on, if you would, the light ship insignia right now. And you can also maximize that if you wish, and then it'll come up on your screen. We're going to energize this right now. This will have the 12 source energies of creation in there right now for you. And what we're going to do tonight is a similar show that we did on 8/29 this year and also last year, oddly enough, the same date. And this is to help release negative extraterrestrials, soulless beings that could be in your body and also in the room around you. They could be invisible, and they can also be inside of you. So we're going to do this process right now, and I'm going to count to 10. And what happens is the light ship is here now to get them out of your life, either by terminating them instantly or by having them walk into the light, and then they can take on their new life form of their original body with a spirit soul inside of it. So this is their choice right now. We do this because the dark side a lot of times wants to come into the light, but they don't know how to do this. And they cannot ever approach the light ship of creation of light because they would be terminated instantly. So this is their chance to come into the light here. So I'm going to count to 10, and they'll have a choice either to come into the light or to be terminated, one or the other here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. If you have any chills going through your body, through your body, around your body, if you feel any energies in your house move or change, it's because there are some of these entities, beings there that were going to be coming into the light more than likely. You probably would not feel them at all if they were terminated. So this is your chance to come into the light. We'll do it one more time if there's some more coming. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And some more here. There's a lot of them coming into the light, which is nice. They've probably waited a long, long time to have this experience here. Maybe their whole lifetime, which could be, you know, it's, you know, a long, long time. Could be thousands of years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you might feel your room being electrified with energy right now as the light shift is here to do this work here. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. That felt very good. So we're going to now continue on with the show. Do you have anything you want to add to this, Sylvia? I'll put you back on.
Well, let's see. While I'm just reading a question on the fast chat asking where is the lightship insignia, well, one of the easiest ways to bring it up is if you're on the fast chat, if you look below the place where you type in your questions, you'll see below that where it says Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, and Friday. And then below that, you'll see four little squares. One of them is the light being, one's the lightship insignia, and there's also a picture of Jesus and a picture of the creation energy. So you can simply click on those, and it'll bring up a larger version of that, and you can then position that on your screen where you would like to. And it's really actually beautiful to watch. As Ron was doing this process, I was watching my mine on the screen in front of me, and the colors changed. The insignia itself seemed to become three-dimensional, and just a tremendous amount of light was coming from it. So it's really, really a beautiful energy to watch. And let's see. I'm not seeing any other questions there, so if you do have questions, please let us know. And maybe we can just talk a little bit more, Ron, for people that might not have been familiar with what you were just doing there, about that whole process.
Boy, this would be a lot to talk about. Well, the light shift comes every 2,000 years to clean out the darkness from the light energy. So it's just a cleansing process. And on the earth plane here, we know that we're infested, we'll say, and contaminated by the dark energies. And this is why the dark energies are basically mind energy. So if you look at it, you have two energies. You have mind energy, which is controlled by the extraterrestrials. These are our space brothers, and most of these, if not all of them, are not in the light. So with me, what I say is, how do you trust them? How do you know what's flying over your head? You know, or if they are in the light, why aren't they here to help us? So typically, they haven't did anything to us here to help us, but they give a lot of lip service. But the ascension time is here, so the creation light shift is source energy itself, not ET energy. And the source energy comes, like I said, every 2,000 years throughout the universe of light. This is everything created in light frequency. Now, the darkness energy somehow wants to steal souls, steal the light energy itself. So it needs to steal souls that the light shift created in order to get energy from them, which is basically their food, we'll say. And they live on our emotional traumas. So what happens is, every 2,000 years, the light shift comes, does the ascension process for the whole universe of light, and then the darkness is cleansed. During this process, the dark side, we'll call it, the negative ETs, and they could be ETs that are Pleiadians or Arcturians. You know, there's many different types of races that people talk about, and there's probably millions more of these. And some of these beings are not 100% in the light, so they have the opportunity to walk fully into the light if they choose to. And this happens at ascension. And now, maybe we have somebody who has, we'll say, an extraterrestrial in their body, and we'll just say that it's an Arcturian, okay? And so it's kind of like staying with the person, looking out of their eyes off and on as an ET. Remember, our bodies can hold more than one spirit. And so this being, we'll say, would like to come into the light, but it really doesn't want to wait for the ascension time. So it had the opportunity now to do this. And entities can also be, like I said, extraterrestrial beings in somebody's body. And then we have the ones that are physically walking here, that are extraterrestrial, that live here with us. And then we have extraterrestrials that may live underground. We have extraterrestrials also that are from the dark side energies. These are the soulless beings, and they're also living here above and below ground. And I don't pick on any names of extraterrestrial races because it's very stupid to do so, because there's so many different types out there. And just because you say one race is good or bad does not mean anything. I'll just mention this, that people talk about the grays and what they've done to us. Well, there are actually wonderful grays that do healing, and they're wonderful beings. So I don't get involved with, is this race good or bad, because they can all have contamination. Much like on the earth plane here, there's people maybe in your neighborhood who are bad and evil, and then there are people who are very nice. So it's the same process, you know. Everyone chooses their path, and everybody holds a different amount of spirit energy. So this gives the darkness side, mainly the soulless beings, a chance to come into the light before they're terminated. At ascension time, they won't exist in the light frequency. So what happens is, at ascension, the light ship goes out, and since you are part of the light, you're just as important to the light as any of the archangels or masters that walk here, and because they have the same spirit that you have. So they don't have a super spirit and you have a weak one. We're all the same. It just depends on your consciousness down here as how much you can bring forth your own spirit energy and to be able to express that. So a part of you has been stolen by the dark side going into dark side universes. The light ship will go after itself. So it's like a big puzzle, and you're one of the pieces, and if part of your puzzle piece is missing, it will look for you. And it will go into the dark side universe, and we'll call it spiritual warfare, and it will destroy everything that got in the way to find you. This is the dark energies, and the dark energies typically will fight the light. So an example of that, if you watch our weather patterns that we have, typically whenever you have storms happening, this is all extraterrestrial energies. If anybody's ever seen lightning go across the sky from left to right, that's a spiritual war. And the dark energies typically will be the dark clouds. Even though you may have white ones like lenticular clouds, those are also dark energies. People think that they're very benign and very nice and a very holy thing, that they're ET ships. Well, these are all dark energies also. A true ship of light will never appear itself to you. So, because they don't need to. They don't need to show themselves off. So, getting back on subject here, what happens is that the darkness that now has a chance to come into the light. Like I said, we're in the time of ascension. When that's going to be, I don't know. People talk a lot about the changes happening in 2012. And then some people talk about after 2012. Well, basically, whenever that time is, it's going to happen. And the only thing that the people who know about the time after the ascension, which they talk about, or after 2012, is that these people are reading the dark side script, much like your horoscope. And the dark side has a predetermined path for everybody. This is why you have the planets quartered to you, connected to you, why you have your natal chart, and all this is dark energies. So you may say, what's Ron talking about? Well, if the light only works in the now, okay, this beautiful divine love energy, why do you have a predetermined path in your life? It's because you're being controlled and you're being mind controlled. So like I said, you only have two energies. You have the mental mind energy, which is the darkness, and you have the pure love energy in your spirit, in your heart center. And those are the two energies. And the mind is so strong inside of our head that we don't always recognize our spirit inside of ourselves. This is why Jesus said to go within. His teachings are very simple. very simplistic, but we sort of got away from that. And that's including almost all of the churches here on this planet who pray to a God outside of yourself. Remember, when you pray, you are at prey, and so you're at pray to the ones that you're praying to. So you're wearing the T-shirt with the bullseye on it, and be very careful. Jesus knew about this. This is why he mentioned not to go outside of yourself. So the basic thing that we just got through doing was helping the dark side come into the light. And there are beings from the dark who would really love to have a spirit energy, a soul energy. So this is what we did. And I'm sure they're listening now. If you felt chills in your body initially, these things were in you, inhabiting your body, and they left you. They may have been all around you in the room also, and they left. So we're going to do this one more time. So we're allowing the darkness energy to come into the light. So here we go. I'll count to 10 again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just watch the Lightship insignia here. This is the 12 source energies helping you. You can watch them, and they're in your room right now, even if you don't have it up on your monitor screen. They're actually coming to your behalf to release these things out of you and also out of your room to do this wonderful healing for the darkness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And get some more of these dark side energies away. Remember, ascension time is coming soon, and they need the chance to leave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you should feel your energy in your whole room change right now. If you had any beings that were floating around that were invisible, they have left. And they just normally hang out anyway, so they're gone. This may give you some relief. If you had any inside of your body, you're going to have a much better life right now because they're not going to be controlling you. They may have been waiting to come into the light if you heard these shows many, many times, and now they have the opportunity. If you wish to turn this show on again in the future, you can. Just mark the date down. And again, we also did the same healing on 8/29 of this year and also last year. Oddly enough, it was the same exact time. The Lightship runs this show. And that's when they chose to do it, and also tonight. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, we have some very good questions on the fast chat. So we have a question which is, and I believe I'm getting it right. It's basically, do you teach us how to operate from our heart center instead of our mind once you have done, you know, someone's done the clearings and so on? And basically, how do you learn to make decisions and work out of the heart and not out of the mind?
Well, that's a very good question. The more you go into your heart center and you start to expand it out into your body, and that also includes, okay, you're not really expanding your heart center, you're expanding your spirit energy, okay? So let's kind of get on the same page here. So you get more of your spirit with you, and that makes your heart center grow, okay? So you want to keep doing, like we did earlier, an entity release. Maybe do that a few times a day, maybe more often if you can. And you command your spirit to do this work for you. Remember, in the light, everything is perfect. So your spirit is not going to automatically take away entities from you because it works with divine energy. It's divine energy means there's no judgment. And so you must specify what you'd like to have done. And so your spirit then can be empowered by you by commanding your spirit to do the healing on yourself. And just keep getting more and more in you, you know, of your spirit inside of your body. And then you eventually get to the point to where all of a sudden you start being able to feel the communication and the thoughts from your spirit. And what happens is you have to keep working on yourself, dropping down your mental body. We'll do this right now for you. So this is what we call the mind-to-heart drop. I do this on almost all the shows here. And you can do this yourself by counting down. It's very simple. And what I will say is the spiritual energy, the divine energy, is very simplistic, right to the point, There's not much fluff involved in it. In fact, there's no fluff. It's just strictly commands, okay? And so the difference that I have seen in the past over the years is some people, you know, think you have to do a whole bunch of rigmarole to connect to something or to do something, and that's not spiritual energy normally. So when you command the energy, it's instant, it works instantaneously. So what we're going to do now is command your, we'll call it your mental body, where you get your thoughts at inside of your head, your awakening consciousness, and we're going to command that down to your heart. And that's what your spirit is. So it has to surrender. So you're forcing this thing to surrender. This is your mind chatter inside of your head, which may torment you, and you want to become peaceful. Now, when you're in your mind, you are in time. And when you're in time, then you're connected to mass consciousness, human race consciousness, extraterrestrial consciousness. It's all the same thing. And so when you're in the mind, you are being programmed and told what to think by the extraterrestrials that are controlling you. Remember, you know, watch the movie 10,000 B.C. You get a very good clue on what people did back then, basically, in this movie. And it's the God energy that's controlling you, and people thought that the God was divine, etc., and it's not. So you're working with God plane energy. God plane energy, heaven and hell, is not from the creation light ship. So the churches and their teachings are not in truth. It's just the dark side teachings given to you so that you cannot connect to your spirit. Like I said, everything is very simple with creation energy. So we're going to drop you down now from your mind to your heart, and we're going to count from 10 being in your mind and 1 in your heart, like an elevator dropping down. Very simple. I'm going to do it right now for everyone. And just feel the energy of this mental body, your awakening thoughts, surrendering to your heart. When you're in your heart center, you will feel that your thoughts, what you're thinking, is inside of your heart, in your chest cavity. It won't be inside of your head any longer. And when you're there, you're in the present moment, and you're connected to your own divinity, which is the divine energy, which you've been looking for outside of yourself for your whole life. So here we go, dropping down. This is a command, so I'm counting backwards. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Dropping down some more. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel like you're in your heart center. And if you want to visualize something, just visualize your lips being on your heart, and your ears on your heart, eyes on your heart. And you should feel that way. So I'll just give you maybe a half a minute here or so just to connect with yourself in silence. And you should feel very, very peaceful. So I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, so there you are in your heart center, and you should feel this wonderful divine energy. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, so I believe the next question we have is, how do you get rid of mind chatter and keep it out?
Okay, that you have to practice on. The more that you drop into your heart, the more you're going to be surrendering your mind chatter. Remember, the mind chatter is just there to keep you confused, to keep you in maybe trauma. This keeps recycling over and over again, Maybe the mind chatter tells you bad things about yourself. So this could be entities, number one. It could be extraterrestrial implant programming that you have. So there's many, many things that it could be. The light ship does do special healings on people for this. But once you learn how to get more into your body, you want to call your spirit back, doing your what you may call a soul retrieval, spirit retrieval. You know, your spirit can do this. You want to command it to bring back your spirit fragments that left you. And then you must get rid of the entities, because remember, if your glass of water is full, you can't put more water into it. So you have to get rid of the entities to bring more of yourself back in. Otherwise, it will not work. So that's the whole process. And you can tell how further along you are on your, say, your spiritual path, if you want to use that term, of coming more into oneness with yourself. That's all you can come into oneness with, is who you are. You're not in oneness with anything else in the universe, because you're specialized. Who you are is who you are. And so what you want to do then is just check out your eyes and look at your eyes. If they're bright, if you can see light coming from them, then you are more in your body than someone else. And it's nice to observe different people and just see how they're looking as you look at them. You know, check them out. If their eyes are dull one day and bright the next, you know that maybe they took drugs the night before or something, and they're out of their body. And when they're out of their body, then you're talking, communicating, living your life with an entity, an emotional body of someone. That may not be too good for you or that person. And when their eyes are brighter, then you're dealing with somebody who's more home in their body, their spirit's you know, listening to you and watching you as you look out of your eyes. This is why people who have glassed over eyes, dark eyes, or, you know, black eyes, you know, completely black, where they're dark, we'll say, they're very scary, because you're not talking to somebody from the light. And you may notice that in your life. So if you ever looked at a person that has completely dark black eyes with nothing coming out of them, it is very, very scary to look at, because they're a dark side being in that body at that particular time, or maybe through their whole life, walking here on the earth plane. So that's what you want to do, is continuously bring yourself back into your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
So speaking of the eyes and looking at a person's eyes and seeing that light coming out of them, it seems like when you see kids, especially babies or young kids before they've been turned into, you know, TV zombies or video game zombies, their eyes are just larger than life. It just seems like, you know, there's so much coming out of them, and they're so there until they get, you know, either drugged or into other stuff. So can you talk a little bit about the about children and how that relates to maybe what Jesus said when he talked about becoming like children?
Yes, that's the innocence that you have. See, when you're first born, you are spirit energy. You're 100% in your body. For almost everybody. Okay, there are cases when the body was possessed and, you know, it was all black energy, but we won't go into that. We'll just say that all babies, and if you have known babies and went to hospitals and seen them, maybe you have your own child, and it's very, very young, they're just full of life force energy. You can feel the radiation off their body. Their eyes are just, you know, just completely clear and radiating light to you. And what happens is, as you start to get programmed here, and the program is through mind control, and the mind control can come in, you know, to you through many ways. You know, anything that we learn, we're being mind controlled by, but you're also being transmitted the mind control by the extraterrestrials. So I guess more so when kids go to school, since that's kind of more of a physical type thing, you get taught what to do, what not to do, you know, yes, no, stop, go. And maybe you got hurt in school. Well, each time you have an event that is not really of a high spiritual nature, your poor little spirit gets traumatized and it starts to leave, because it only has love energy. And eventually, as you get older, maybe 10 years of age, you may have only half of your spirit in your body. And you can look at kids, if you go to a school, just look at them and watch them, look at their eyes. They say your eyes are the window to your soul, to your spirit, which is true. look at somebody with sunglasses on, and you're going to be very uncomfortable talking to them for a long time. And if you notice, when you talk to them, you always look at their sunglasses trying to see who's looking back at you. And then after a while, you might say, gee, can you take your sunglasses off? Because I can't see your eyes. I want to see who I'm talking to. Or you just kind of walk away because it could be some kind of monster inside of there what you're talking to, and it scares you. So this is the only thing that we have to show us our spirit energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Let's see. So on that subject of the kids, I think a while back we had a time on the radio show where you brought in everyone's own energy as they were when they were babies before that before their spirit energy started to leave them. Is that something we could do tonight before we go to the ship so everyone can kind of experience how that would feel?
Sure, that sounds great. So let's bring in your energy when you were a baby. Now, this energy will be your divine energy. Some people say, oh, man, I can't go there because I had, you know, a lot of traumas when I was young, et cetera. Well, this is different. This will be your spirit energy, your true divine energy of who you are that's in your heart center, which got diluted out of you. So we're going to bring this into you right now. I'm going to count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, it's there. So I'll just let you experience your own divinity. We'll do it one more time in case some of you wanted a little more energy with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'll leave you in silence for a little bit here so you can experience your pure love energy of you. Okay, we have a question here about mind chatter. That's the mental body maybe interfering. And also this happens to work with when you're sleeping, but normally when you're sleeping, you're in parallel lifetimes of the dark side. And so if you're having trouble sleeping at night, the dark side is probably tormenting you. You're probably in a couple thousand lifetimes at once. And I talk about this on other shows here, so you may want to get into the archives, but basically you want to get taken out of the parallel lifetime to do a special clearing for that. And this is what your spirit goes into. You're in cloned Earth planets, typically, and you're also in cloned Earth planet physical bodies like yourself. And you're in a couple thousand of these, and this is why when you wake up in the mornings, typically you feel restless, like you had no rest, or you have some kind of weird dreams, and you may have bruises on your body, aches and pains. This is because you are in parallel lifetimes of the dark side. The light only gives you one life in the now, and that's all that you ever have. So you're here on planet Earth, you're supposed to only have one life here, and that's it. When your physical body dies, and it's supposed to leave here, except here, this is a prison planet, and we've been trapped here through all of our past life incarnations, which should not even exist in the light. So remember, we're in the dark side universe here, basically, of planets from the dark side in control of them. So this planet was created of light, but the dark side has taken it over in consciousness. And this is why we have what we have on this planet now of all the situations that we deal with here with very little love energy. And it's heavily controlled by the ETs. Through the God energies, going to churches. Everybody goes to church typically, or have went to church in past lives, so you're really connected up completely by praying outside of yourself to a God that's an ET physical body someplace, and they're just loving your energy each time you do your prayers and worship that energy. So back to you, Sylvia. We can maybe go a little bit longer tonight on the show if we have any extra questions. So we may run over about 15 minutes. So what would you like to do next, Sylvia?
We have a question regarding karma. So I thought maybe you could talk a little bit about what happened with that regarding when the light ship came for this ascension period and, you know, the whole thing that you just mentioned a minute ago about the Earth being like a, you know, prison planet where people were getting into cycles of forced reincarnation where they couldn't leave even if they wanted to, and, you know, the teachings of karma and, you know, having to, you know, continue on the wheel of endless, you know, incarnations. So can you talk about how that has changed since the light ship has come here?
Yes, so what you said was all true. All those teachings are dark side teachings from the God plane of duality, the human race consciousness, collective consciousness. Remember, we're being told what to think by the extraterrestrials, and they have implants in us allowing us to think that, so they control our lives. So the light ship came in 2005 in February. It's here to do the universal shift, which is across the whole universe for the ascension. And so if anybody has passed on since 2005, we'll say your spirit is no longer physically, spiritually trapped here on the earth plane. For yourselves listening, you're still in a body, and you have the opportunity to leave also. And so in one sense, that is your ascension, the reward to leave with your spirit. So all spirits typically will be leaving here. Now, whether you can take your body with you for the ascension, that's up to you. Like I tell on all the shows, you know, say, how much do you love your body? And you have to do the work to get rid of your cellular memory out of your body to do the ascension. Just doing activations, bringing in energies, doing attunements, that will not help you whatsoever. The buzzword out there maybe the last 10 years, we'll say at least 5 years for sure, is DNA activations. Well, if you had not had a DNA activation by the creation light ship, what you had was nothing, and it probably tied you up more to the dark side energies because that's who's given the attunements. Even though the practitioner might look nice and wonderful, say they're channeling Archangel Michael or Jesus or God or whatever, these are all strictly dark side energies from the God plane. The only thing that's creation energy is from the light ship, and it's here to do the ascension process. So you have to connect to the light ship in order to have these healings done. Now, the DNA activations that people are looking for, even if the light ship were to do one on you, it will not work because you have to have clearing. So each time you have a clearing, getting rid of your cellular memory, you are having a DNA activation, and you are bringing in more light frequency into your cellular structure. This is all that you're working with. Your spirit already knows what to do. It's your body that is suffering here and would like to live forever. So like I say, how much do you love your body? And that's the ascension process. If you cannot clean out your body enough, which is what Jesus was doing 2,000 years ago, taking away the genetic cellular memory from people so their body could do the ascension, which means that your spirit must energize your body at or just after the time of ascension so it can have a beautiful life somewhere else. If you can't do that, then your body will not be rematerialized over again. Remember, the whole universe of light is no longer in existence. It's like a large void, but it still holds the energy from the light ship of where it's going to be placed again, we'll say, in this void. And your spiritual blueprint of your physical body is now on the light ship because it's created from light initially, even though we all have extraterrestrial bodies here. And it's on the light ship, and then your spirit comes over to your body and says, can I energize this body 100% to have it be reformed again after the universe is turned on of light? If your spirit cannot come into your body fully 100%, your spiritual blueprint of your body will never be activated again. And that's the ascension process. So this is what Jesus was doing and teaching 2,000 years ago, reaching the people who would actually hear what he was talking about, the ones that were more awakened, the people that were maybe less mind-controlled by the extraterrestrials. Remember, we didn't have electronic media back then, but the ETs were still involving themselves here to control people through their thoughts, through the mind control, through the energies of the implants put into your bodies by them. And the ones that could hear the call understood and had the healings done, and they did do the ascension. What happened basically was that the dark side did not want to have humanity on the earth plane here do the ascension, so they shifted everybody off into a parallel universe during that time frame. So you thought that you were actually, you know, living a regular life. You didn't know about ascension, but you went sideways into these parallel dark side universes. The light was turned off. You're still living a life. Your spirit felt fine about doing this because it was in many bodies, knowing not the difference that it should only be in one, but it was in many, many bodies. Then ascension time came. The earth spirit felt sorry for everybody because they weren't there. Re-energized its planet. And then the dark side shifted you back over here again. And it was like nothing really happened. You just started living your life the same. The buildings were all the same. Everything else on the planet was the same. And it was just like blinking your eyes. And this is how they fooled everybody. This time it's not so. The light ship is here. They're going to go after the dark side completely as far as they need to go. And when they go into the dark side doing what we call spiritual warfare, if you want to use that term, they use love energy and they look for you, parts of you that left. And if they have any opposition to find you, then they gain more light territory. So that's the bonus. And again, like we did earlier on this program, any beings that choose to come into the light from the dark side, the creations from the dark side, they may look just like humans here, have the chance to come into the light with the spirit or soul. The difference is that they then have to obey spiritual law. And so the dark side does not obey spiritual law whatsoever, and the light obeys that, and it allows you to have perfect free will, free choice. So you notice that you've incarnated here many, many times, and that should not be the case. You should have one life on this planet, and then you're a free choice to leave. If you wish to come back for a second lifetime here, that's completely up to you. And so the dark side is in control of this planet, although the light is here to change that at this ascension time. So I hope that answered the question. There is hope for everyone, and but it's up to you if you wish to have your body do the ascension, which I tell people, how much do you love your body? Are you willing to do the work to clean out your densities? These are all your past lives of your ancestors. Everything that you have lived with, all of your ancestors' judgments is stored inside of you, and the recycling in you today, this very moment. So if you lived here for, say, 50,000 years, you have 50,000 years plus this 2,000-year cycle up to now, we'll say, of gunk and densities in you. Just think how many thoughts you have. And the thoughts are given to you by the Space Brothers, the Galactic Federation, collective consciousness, which is not of the light, and this is what you're living on. If you go into your heart energy, then you're working with the mind of the heart. It's completely different. It's love energy only. It will never harm or hurt anything, and it's impossible to have a negative thought in your heart. Whereas inside of your head, this is where you have the negative thoughts, and this is where you have the mind control. So I hope that helps everybody. So the light is here, and they're going to basically kick butt on the dark side this time around, and they're not going to allow this to happen here ever again. So this is what I can tell you is going to happen. The light ship is getting stronger each day. They cannot affect us too much because you're doing the universal shift. People ask me, they say, Ron, can the light ship prevent the war from happening? Well, that's not their job. That's free choice here. Remember, you still have free choice. They'll never take away your free choice. But they are doing the ascension. So this is why Jesus came here, to do the ascension. They're here to do it now. And whenever that happens, it'll happen. So I'll go a little bit slightly off on a tangent here slightly. People say, well, I went to a person who's a psychic or maybe even a remote viewer. And they say, well, I see life here happening maybe in, 20 years from now. Well, They are reading the dark side script for humanity. Because remember, the dark side does not want to have ascension happen. It's like the planets are controlling you, your astrological chart, your natal chart. And so that's what they're reading. They're not reading the light energy because the light only works in the now. The light has no predetermined future for you because you create your own reality in the light. So when you do have readings like that, that energy is strictly the dark side script, and it's okay for people to read the dark side script, but that may not be true whatsoever. And so once you find out a negative event that could happen to you if you go to a psychic or something, then you can change your life by changing your thought patterns. Remember, you're controlled by thought, so you can change your thought too. But the whole thing is to get into your heart center where you're not controlled in time. So when you are in time, you're in the mind-controlling energies of the dark side. When you're in your heart, you're in the present moment, right in the now. So I hope that answered the question there. If I need to talk more, I'll definitely do that. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, let's see. Excuse me. Since we're at quarter to the hour, maybe let's go to the light ship now. And then when we come back, if we have time to answer a couple more questions, we can do that, depending on how the time works out.
Okay. So here we go. So for those of you who are new on this program, you're going to be taken to the light ship out of time. You're still going to be where you are, but you're going to be up there having the light beams, the divine energies work with you. And so these are creation energies that are there. This is not God energies, God plane energies. Remember, that's in darkness. That's duality energies. This is creation, which created you. There's a big difference there. It's the complete opposite energies. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, just think of them now in your consciousness. Going up to the light ship, I'll count to 10 as we go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And right now we're having our body scanned. Our animals and pets are now leaving us, going to the special healing teams that work with animals and pets. And we're now going into the next room, which is the orientation room. Remember, you're at free choice to select a different team of doctors. If you're a seer or a feeler, you may actually sense these energies right now because you're in the room where you're selecting the doctor teams to work with you. Each team has three doctors to them. And we're in there right now. And just request one healing for tonight. And we're doing that right now. And we're going to go into the first room, which is very, very standard for all of my conference calls that I have. And I have those Mondays and Fridays for $20, a great deal for an hour healing. Connect with me if you wish to do this. And this room is the hot tub room. And the hot tub room is where we go into to help our body detoxify. And the light beams are there. We all have our own individual hot tubs. Our energies will never mix. So you don't have to worry about having somebody's physical condition attached to you or energies because it doesn't work that way. And we're going into another room. This room is where they have pure light energy coming into you. So you may actually see bright light shining in, around, and through you. So again, you want to request your healing. I'm going to bring in a divine energy. This energy was on this planet, and the energy will be Mother Mary. And this is Mother Mary from the creation light ship, not from the God plane. They also mimic the light 99.9%, so you want to be very careful of what you're bringing into yourself. So here comes Mother Mary. You can watch the energy come through either the light ship insignia on your monitor screen or the light beam. Either one will work fine. So on the count to 10 as it comes in, and you're going to feel her wonderful presence in your room. If you're lucky, you might actually smell the fragrance of flowers or roses. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Let's have you have silence for about a half a minute to experience this wonderful, beautiful energy. That feels wonderful. So we're going to bring in another energy for you to experience. And we'll bring in the energy of Jesus from the light ship. This is where he resides. And here he comes. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. We're going to go into a room where they work inside of our mouth with our teeth, our gums. So if you have any kind of problems there, gum infection or a toothache or something, then just again request a healing. And we're in this room right now. They work with our sinuses also. And just enjoy the beautiful love energy of this white light and Jesus and Mother Mary. Going into another location, and we'll go into one of the rooms with water. It's like going into a very, very large swimming pool. This water is silver and sparkles like diamonds. And the dolphins are very nice to experience here. They like to come in all the time. So here comes the dolphin energies. And if you wish, you can put your hand in front of you, maybe 6 inches to a foot, and just kind of move it around and up and down, back and forth, and you're going to feel the skin of the dolphin. This is what you're doing up on the light ship right now. So here we go. The dolphins are with you. There's three of them. Remember, each team has three individual spirits and bodies helping you. So I'll see you back in another half a minute. To go into a room if you like crystals. They have a beautiful crystal healing room on the light ship. We're levitating. And we'll go into the room where they have the large silver clear points, we'll call it, large crystal clusters. And if you want to visualize, kind of think of the original movie, I think of Superman. Oh, he went to that one location, and this is kind of how it looks. We're levitating, and each one of these crystals are conscious beings. So here we go. It looks like Kyle said he smells flowers in his room from Mother Mary. That's great. And a lot of people have that that feeling and sensation also. So here we go. We're in this room here, the beautiful crystals. You may feel your body become charged up, energized, and again request your healing. and go into another location. And we'll go into the room where they have some more hot tubs. So we're going to go into the hot tub which has the violet energy in it. It's violet gel. And the gel just goes around your body and does a lot of healing with you. So, again, request your healing. This is all conscious energy. There's little golden speckles going through this violet energy. And see you back again in about a half a minute. And now we're going into a room where they have the golden waterfall. This has little raindrops coming down. And these do not touch your body, but they do caress your energy field. And they're very, very fine, and they do go through your body. So they're helping to do a cleansing process on you. If you feel like gold energy around you, that's what you're having done on the light shift. So again, we'll see you back in about a half a minute. And request your healing. Okay, we're going into a special room now. This is where they have special light frequencies coming into us for healing. Remember, this is for physical body healing. So this is the rainbow energies coming into us, all different colors, much more than we have here that we can physically see. And here we go. We're in this room right now. And again, request healing. And coming forth now is another pool of water. And who wants to come to us are the turtles. So I bilocate to the light ship. This is where I actually physically live, but I'm down here also. So I bilocate instantly. And the turtles want to help us out for healing. So here we go. We're in the turtle room and beautiful water. So again, request your healing. And we'll go on to one other special room here. This is where they can help us to release pain in our body. So if we have any physical pain, we're in this room right now. And request your healing right now. And they're also working on our back muscles, working on our spine in different rooms too. So see you back again in about a half a minute. You might actually feel your body changing. You may want to actually get up right now and do a few steps. Maybe stretch, twist to see how you feel. And I'll see you back in about a half a minute. Okay, we'll start to come back from the light shift now. So we're going into the orientation room. Now this is where we're talking with the light beam doctors. They're telling us what they have done to us tonight for healing. And the healings are between you and these light beam doctors on the creation light shift. We're now going into the transporter room. This is where our animals or pets are joining us if we brought any up. We're getting ready to come back down. So I'll just count to 10 as we come down. In fact, I'll just do it in reverse. And when I hit 1, we'll be here, disconnected from the light ship, and we'll be fully conscious, but we should be anyway fully conscious, but we'll be here, disconnected from the light ship. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. You're all back here, and we can maybe go on for about 15 minutes, Sylvia. I saw some questions on the fast chat. If you want to address those, go ahead.
Okay, boy, let's see. What do we have here? So we have a few questions about the ascension process. And one of them is, do we live in bodies that are on the fifth dimension?
No, not at all. Your spirit may want to go to the fifth-dimensional plane. You may or may not be on the Earth. The Earth blueprint is no longer going to be energized by the Earth spirit. So it's hard to say if the Earth is ever going to be here again. If another spirit takes over the blueprint for the Earth, which could happen, but your physical body will not be here. So you could go to the fifth dimension, but it will have completely different life forms on it. So it will not be like the Earth we know now as far as humans. It will be a different type of human, a different frequency. So your body, if you were to bring your body back to the fifth dimension, like what you have right now, could not sustain life here because you will not resonate to the new spirit of the Earth. So I guess that's it. If you do choose to do the ascension, which means working on yourself, working on your body, with the help of the creation light shift, then you'll be going to 8D reality. And that's where the Earth spirit is going to, into 8D. And it's allowing you to go with it if you choose to. So this is the choice that you have, whether you're able to incorporate and heal your physical body of the traumas and the dramas for all of your lifetimes genetically on this planet. So this is what has to be done. Back to you, Sylvia.
I believe we had a question earlier from Mike regarding dreaming at night, and I think it was whether or not that was safer than basically leaving the body during meditation, but even though it's sort of a kind of leaving anyway.
Yeah, I'd say leaving in meditation is no good because then you're leaving your body open. When you do have dreams at night, when I do the parallel life clearing, which takes your spirit out of these dark side cloned universes, thousands of these, most people have commented that they have no more dreams and they have a very peaceful, restful night. That is that some people, you know, twist in their bed at night, they wake up with bruises, etc., from these dark side universes where their spirit has went to, and that brings your spirit back to your body when you wake up. And if your spirit is suffering from an illness, suffering from a physical problem, maybe it was in a car accident, maybe it had its leg broken, well, that's going to be imprinted into your energetic system. And so when you have this clearing, you're released from those dark side planets. So is it more dangerous to go out of your body? Meditation is always dangerous, yes, because you're not protecting your body, number one. And then number two, when you're sleeping at night, you're probably going into, you know, thousands of universes. So they're both bad. So back to you, Sylvia.
So is there a way to kind of seal or protect your body at night before you go to sleep?
Oh, you can just continuously command your spirit not to leave your body. That's what you have to do in order to stay in your body. Remember, your spirit is going to be compelled to go to these dark side universes because this is what it's used to doing. So if you keep commanding your spirit to stay in your body, night after night after night, it will probably understand more fully. Remember, a part of your spirit is in a dark side universe one night, and it comes back the next. It may not understand what you're talking about, so you want to keep doing this continuously, but the easiest way is just to have a clearing to get out of those universes to begin with, get disconnected from the dark side. All the light chip healings are taking you out of the mind energy, and the mind energy is a darkness, and it comes in different formats, different ways of being in the dark side, and this is the whole process of why the light chip is here. And it's up to you to do the work. The light chip is here to do the ascension, and if you choose to have your body do the ascension, that's great for your body. Like I say, how much do you love your body? Your body's been around for maybe 50,000 years in its genetic makeup, if not longer, and it would love to do the ascension because it hasn't done it yet. So, this is a gift you can give yourself. And like I say, how much do you love yourself? Most people on the planet do not love themselves. Last time when Jesus walked the earth, at ascension time, there's only about 1,500 people that actually ascended. So there wasn't very many people loving themselves enough or even knew the teachings. And they got tapped into religions here and sacrifices and everything else according to the dark side's agenda. And they got sucked into it, so they didn't do the ascension process. So it's up to you. Where are you in your life and how much you want to put into it to do this process? A lot of people go to college for many years to get a degree. Well, this is your degree. You're graduating probably in a few years. How far along are you? Back to you, Sylvia.
All right. I believe we had a request earlier from Kyle about if we could feel some of that energy of the new Earth that you talked about.
Okay, we'll go to 8th reality momentarily here. So like I said, the Earth Spirit has already created 8th reality. It's just a blueprint right now, and it's going to energize that at the time of the universal shift, which we call here the ascension time, okay? Here we go. I'll count to 10. You're going to be able to feel this wonderful energy of the new planet Earth, if you want to call it that. So this is what the Earth Spirit is going to be inhabiting when it gets energized. So here we go. Let it just kind of stay in their hearts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll give you a half a minute here just to feel this wonderful energy. Okay, so there we go. So if you have any comments there on the fast chat about how it felt to be in 8th reality, very, very nice, pure love energy. Remember, the divine is all love energy. This is why when you go into your heart center in the moment, you feel that wonderful energy of your spirit. Even if you only have 1% in you of spirit energy, you're going to still feel love. So this is the whole process, is to have your whole body filled with your spirit energy. That's part of the ascension process. Some people teach, most of the teachings that I find are false out there. They only have partial truth to them. One group of people talk about, you must be in your heart to do the ascension. Well, yeah, that's that. At that point, by doing that, it's wonderful, and you're in preschool. So just being in your heart is not going to allow you to do any kind of ascension work. You have to get fully ingrained into your body. You have to go into every cell of your body and put spirit energy back into it again. So this is what actually happens, is why you want to integrate, get rid of the densities out of you. And your spirit knows how to do that, and that's the most thing. This is what you have to do for the ascension process. So back to you, Sylvia. Looks like Marcy's been out here a lot. Any questions from Marcy?
Well, let's see. I was just going to take up a question from Jay. We have a new person asking a question about, well, if you could please clarify what you mean by our bodies graduating in a few years.
Okay, well, we're at ascension time. So I'll just talk to you about the lightship's perspective. Okay, the lightship came last time 2,000 years ago. And so that previous 2,000-year cycle, we'll just say at 2,000 B.C. to 0 B.C., all the bodies had the chance to do the ascension work. And so Buddha came at basically 600 years, so we'll just say 600 years B.C. before Jesus, to talk to the people, to instruct him about the ascension, that you have to clean out your genetic cellular memories. And that kind of interpreted, and so from there, we didn't really get it, probably. Maybe we did, I don't know, I didn't live back there. But typically, the teachings now is about karma, about reincarnation, you know, having to experience another life because you didn't do well in the last one, etc. You all know about that situation and those teachings. Well, so from there you had that first 2,000 years. Remember, you still have the body that you have now in a sense as far as genetics. So your family history is back there, okay? Let's use that terminology. So your family had from the original 2,000-year cycle, we'll just only go back to 2,000 B.C. Every 2,000 years this happens. So you have from 2,000 years to zero to do the ascension, and then you also had from zero to 2,000 years now. So you had 4,000 years to do the work that it takes to clean out your physical body of the ancestors' belief patterns that's stored inside of your body, which causes illness. And this is why when you're first born, you're so vibrant. But then these problems come up in us, which is just our ancestors' belief systems recycling, and the body has to get rid of them. This is why you have situations in your life that might be negative. Remember, the divine never causes trauma, but the trauma that's here is from the dark side. So you have to shed that energy out of yourself to do the ascension. And other planets, other places, they don't have this situation. They do the ascension all the time. It's like a turnkey operation. The time comes and they leave, and they take the body with them. Well, here, we're kind of struggling. So from the lightship's perspective, humanity has had 4,000 years for the ascension. And so we're getting close to the graduation point. And so how much have you worked on yourself in your lifetime? You know, maybe you're 20 years of age, so you've had 20 years to take away the densities, the crud out of you for ascension. Remember, it's the teachings of Jesus. How many of you have went to a church and realized that Jesus taught ascension? This is what he did. For me, it's kind of a no-brainer because he came to do the ascension, and this is what he was teaching. Maybe you're 50 years of age. Well, you had 50 years now to work on your body, you know, to get rid of the densities, to get rid of the judgment of your ancestors. And maybe you're 70 years of age listening. So you had 70 years to do this process. So you've had enough time, basically, to understand and to know about it just by going to the basic teachings of Jesus. The simplicity of it is to be like a child. What does that mean? Well, you have to get rid of all your crud, get rid of your judgments, be innocent. This is what it means. So we're at the doorstep of ascension right now. We're at a 2,000-year cycle interval. When it's going to be, hard to say. We'll just say that hypothetically. In stone, that is at 2012. Well, 2012, the universe is turned off. People talk about that date. Some date, I don't know what it is, it's the 21st of December or something. I don't tie into that whatsoever, but let's just say that's what it really is. Well, at that point, there's no more Earth, no more physical bodies, and everybody has a chance to do the ascension. Are you prepared? You know, right now we're going into 2009, okay? And 2012, that's pretty quick, you know. That's like 3 years away. Have you did the work to do the ascension? So that's up to you. This is the whole process. How much do you love yourself to take your body with to a higher consciousness? And the lightship doesn't judge you if you can't do that. But it's your choice. And have you graduated? You know, have you did the work to do this process? You know, how far along are you on your schooling process of ascension, of taking away your judgments? So this is what I was talking about. Most people have not even worked on themselves yet. and you had 4,000 years to do this. So this is the way I kind of look at this process, and I'm here to help people. But you must do the work. There's no easy way out. There's no such thing as like the mind energy of the 100th monkey. That's our own mind energy. That's the darkness. And people who have read books on ascension, maybe have taken classes, have light body attunements and all this stuff, well, that's all stuff from the dark side, trying to show you an easy way out. And you may have spent lots of money doing these things, but it's not going to work for you until you get rid of the judgment out of your body. And this is why the sessions that I do only require about 1 hour of time, and you're complete. You're working with the source energy that's doing the ascension. You're not working with ET energies that people channel down here for their attunements, for their special sessions, for their information, and anything else. It doesn't work that way. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we are at the 10:15 mark, so I guess we'll wrap it up for tonight. Anything you want to announce about upcoming workshops or seminars before we close off?
Yes, I'm in New York still, so if you happen to be on the East Coast and you want to come to my last seminar, it's going to be this Tuesday at the Edgar Cayce Center in Manhattan, the ARE Center. It's on 30th Street between 7th and 8th. So I'd like to see you there. It starts at 6:30, and it'll probably be, typically around 3 hours in length, maybe a little bit longer, and it's only $20. So if you can possibly come to it, if you live like in Philadelphia or even Boston, take the trip and come here. It's quite nice. We talk about many, many things, and it's interactive between me and you. And we get a lot of information done and a lot of healing. So we do a lot of sample healings, a lot of interesting questions from people. And it's just a blast. And so far I'm doing extra sessions here because people wanted it. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. If you like what you had tonight, we do the light shift healings Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern Time. It's only $20 for 1 hour light shift healing. So just get on board, give me an email at healing@creationlightship. And I love having the testimonials, too. So just scroll down to the bottom of the page if you want to get on our email list. We send out maybe 3 emails, maybe 4 a month about the Ascension call that we have. We just had one today. It's a fabulous call, just wonderful. It's $60 to be on the lightship for 4 hours. And our next one will be the third Saturday of next month. And I believe the date is, I think, the 20th, if I'm not mistaken here. Let me just look here. I think it was December 20th. Yep, it is. December 20th at 1 o'clock PST. So mark your calendar. Just connect with me. You can go to our website, Creation Lightship Healing, and you can also do online healings there. And you can go on the conference calls also. So it's all on the telephone. I recommend having a speakerphone. Anything else you want to add, Sylvie, before we sign off here?
Well, I believe Mike brought up a good point on the fast chat, which is that if anyone is new to this information, they'd like to get more information about the lightship, about ascension, about the clearings that you offer, then they can go to www.creationlightship.com. There's a wealth of information there. And also, it's very easy to get a membership on BBS that allows you to go and listen to the archives of every show that we've done so far, which is stored in the BBS radio archive section. It's very inexpensive to get a membership, and that way if you'd like to listen to some of the prior shows and learn more about the Ascension process, you can do that as well. And I think that's all I have for now, except I'll just say blessings, everyone, and we'll be back on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific. So until then, have a wonderful weekend. Stay heart-centered, and we'll see you then.
Okay, and our next show will be on Monday. So if you want to connect, just come on. It's Monday at 4 o'clock PST. So blessings to all of you, and hope you had a wonderful healing tonight. Bye, everyone.
Good night.